This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us an email through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. That comes right to my cell phone, actually, so I promise you we'll get right back to you. Well, it's great to have some old friends, not meaning they're old, but just people I've known for a while, Pete and Marianne Mintz, and they are the owners of Affordable Door Company, and we've been doing business with them for a number of years and have worked several times together throughout the years, and they are part of our HaystackHelp.com referral list and our Referrals for Seniors referral list. And, hey, this time of year, last thing you want to do is not have your garage door working properly, so invited these folks in and glad they're here. So, Pete, good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate being here. It's cool.
Absolutely. And Marianne, great to see you as well.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
All right. So, Pete, you kind of kicked this thing off. How many years ago?
Oh, my God. We started in 95. I started working on garage doors in 79. So, we've got a few jobs under our belt.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the experience is priceless, as they say, just to be able to know what you're doing. I think there's nothing more aggravating than calling someone out, and not that everybody knows everything about everything, but you can just tell, like, how long have you been doing this, you know? And you guys come out, and man, everything is so professional, your service guys, and just the way you handle yourselves and do business. I mean, it's a comfort to go, hey, Affordable Door folks are here. We're good.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very fortunate when I learned the business in 1979 in upstate New York. The same fellows were there that my dad worked with like 20 years prior. In fact, that's how I got the job. So fortunately, I learned from some old timers, and they taught you how to do the job right. And there was no deviating. Yeah. So I started out with some really, really good habits. And today, unfortunately, that's not always the case with new companies. You know, such a turnover, and you're not apt to get quality people out sometimes. Mm-hmm. I hate to say that.
No, you're right.
Yeah. So, that and the fact that we have a heart of servers. We want to help people.
Sure. So, Marianne, would you say the thing that kind of sets you apart, because let's be honest, this is a highly competitive field. There's a lot of people that do this. Are you just telling me, what are a few things that you think set you guys apart and just your philosophy and the way you do business?
Well, you know, I take every call very personal. You know, I'm like a helper. I want to help people. And, you know, the fact that I did work in the field with Pete for 13 years, hands-on, wore the tool belt, unloaded the truck, handed the tools. I felt like a doctor's assistant for a long time, and now he asks me questions.
right.
So I think that's really what sets us apart, is, you know, the fact that I did work in the field, and when people call, I really try to listen to their problem and really try to diagnose it over the phone. And actually, people are awesome about sending over text pictures and actually videos too. You know, they're like, hey, my door sounds like, can I send you a video? And I'm like, yeah, sure, that's great. So it really works out very well. And, you know, we try to be sensitive to everyone's needs, and everybody has a different problem. We're still seeing things sometimes that we haven't seen before. So nothing ever surprises us.
Right. And, you know, I think that's one of the keys. And if you're a business owner out there, take note of this. Whoever answers your phone, that is the first window, so to speak, to your business. And you know what? If that person is not good on the phone, it may not go anywhere from right there, right, Pete?
That's so true.
And so, and you guys are involved in, you know, every call, because it's usually you that answers.
Yeah.
Every estimate, every, you know, I mean, that's why you're good at what you do right there.
I agree. I think what really sets us apart is when folks call, they're going to, our point person is Marianne. They're going to talk to Mayor. and Mayor has the experience and the right mindset. So that's really, it's a benefit to our customers when they call to catch somebody that knows exactly what's going on in the garage and not just a person that somebody put on a phone to take the phone calls and schedule. She'll juggle. She's fantastic at keeping all the plates spinning, taking care of folks, meeting their needs for when we could get there at their convenience. So that definitely sets us apart. She's a spectacular gal.
Yeah, absolutely. So now a lot of problems, I think, sometimes people lose their garage door openers, you know, and they've got the ones, they have no booklet anymore, manual. My wife keeps everything, but I don't. I can buy a truck and not keep the manual, you know, but my wife keeps everything. But for those that don't, and then is that something pretty easy where you can just get them some kind of remote anymore?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. That's what I have people do. You know, they'll call, I need a remote. Well, there's a million, not a million. There's numerous kind brands of motors and technology now. So, you know, starting back from 1992, the technology has changed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, I think.
Right.
So you can't use the old stuff with the new stuff. So most times, you know, hey, I'll say take a picture of the back of the unit, you know, and I can troubleshoot and figure out what technology they have. And now they have remotes that are compatible, old stuff and new stuff, which makes it a little easier, too.
Right.
So I get them a remote or whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. Pete and Marianne are with us, a portable door company. GarageDoorProblems.com, their number, 303-680-8440, 303-680-8440. And I tell you, great service, efficient service, and usually, again, sometimes they might get jammed up a little bit. Most of the time, they're out there within 48 hours. I mean, most of the time, you have been. And so just great, great folks. Now, let's talk about your service areas a little bit.
Okay. Metro Denver, you know, we go all the way down to Larkspur, as far as north, you know, Thornton, North Glen, Lafayette, and East Aurora, and all the way south, all through Highlands Ranch.
Yep, absolutely. And then do you guys do, like, new builds and things as well? If people are wanting to put in new doors, is that something you do as well?
We don't work with many builders, but we do a lot of retrofits. So
we
work with homeowners that want to upgrade their door.
Gotcha.
So we'll do quite a bit of that as well.
Right. Is there a specific type that you recommend, or is just every home so different?
Well, that's a great question. Usually we find that there's a bit of a misconception. Folks think that having had an old wood door that was out of adjustment and was heavy to operate, that they want to, when they change the door, put on a lighter door. But when you go lighter, you go flimsy.
Mm-hmm.
So we like to encourage our customers to go with a steel insulated door with a steel back skin, even if it's a carport. We want an insulated door because we want to get the back skin. So we got a stiff door. And it's still going to be lighter than their wood door. But more importantly, it'll be adjusted properly and it'll work very well. But there's that. This gets into Mayor's realm now. There's a lot of different steel insulated doors with steel back skins.
Mm-hmm.
And Mayor manages to work a way through that pretty well.
Right.
Yeah, years ago it used to be like, oh, you had a door, you would just replace it with just a panel door. Now we really try to look at the home and find something that fits the aesthetics of the home and gets great curb appeal. So now they've come out with all these carriage doors, now modern series. And in Denver, there's such a variety that in every neighborhood is like so different. So we've done some really beautiful modern doors in Denver over by where they scrape all the homes and they put those new buildings. And now they have the ultra grain finishes. So you don't have to, you can have the look of wood without any of the maintenance, because they've done this ultra grain finish on some of these doors that just is like astounding. They're so pretty.
Right. Absolutely. And another great, I think, addition to your service is if you have to replace the door, you guys actually haul away the old one.
Oh, absolutely, unless they've got any.
And that is so
personal.
Cool. Yeah. And we were laughing about it before, but every guy like, I can use that again. You know, but we've got all those things we've never used, but gentlemen. But, yeah, cause, I mean, what are you going to do with that, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, for you guys to haul that away and just be
yeah,
brand new.
There's recycling places that we take to the wood doors to. There's steel recycling that we take some of the doors too. So it's a, you know, great opportunity to just get rid of it and, you know, you don't want to look at it again.
Right, right. And I imagine this would be great. And I was mentioning to you about realtors we work with. For realtors even to have just a key person that they know they can call. Man, if you're a realtor out there or you've got a realtor, you should tell them to write down Affordable Door Company in 303-680-8440. Because, again, I think that makes them better as well to be able to give a new homeowner maybe some referrals of, hey, here's some people that can take care of you forever.
Yeah, and a lot of times when the home inspector comes through, he'll find things, little things. You know, it's usually, and, you know, we can, for like a door tune-up, you know, or like a photo eye adjustment, you know, we're there to make that sale go through for them nice and smoothly, you know, go out, take care of the needs of what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's minimal, sometimes it's extensive. But, you know, just to make that sale go through is awesome for the realtor to just take it off of their hands and, you know, we'll take care of it for you.
Right. Now, what about, are some of the areas that have HOAs and things, is there anything with HOAs usually with garage doors?
Much, oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going through it right now. We want to put on a beautiful door on our house and my HOA is going, no, I don't think so. I don't think you can do that.
You know, here in Highlands Ranch, we just had to do this thing. Everybody, if you're had a part of your fence that faced a street, you had to paint it Highlands Ranch brown.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and there's people that got really nice doors or really, and now that's not going to look good with what they had, you know, but they want all the fencing to be that Highlands Ranch brown.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And that dark brown, just the sun just attracts
it
and just beats it up so bad, you know. Yeah. So there's more maintenance to it, you know, instead of a lighter color. Yeah. But no, every HOA is totally different. And some of them we know specifically where we go in and somebody says, hey, I want windows. I'm like, I don't think so. Because I've dealt with people in this neighborhood and they've had issues. Mm. You know, you can't do it, you know. So, but, you know, I always tell people, you know, let's submit it. You know, go ahead and you know, we'll fill it all out. Send them a picture, you know, submit it and make sure that you don't have to redo it.
Right, right. And, you know, it's always great to have people that you've done work, you know, like us. Where, I mean, it's fun to refer people to other folks that have just done you a great job, you know, because it's just like, hey, you're going to love these people. They're going to take care of you. You know, it's going to be fair pricing. But more importantly, it's going to be great work, you know. And that's just a great advantage for us. So I'm so glad you guys are a part of us.
And in my service techs, Leo and Jesse, Matt, Frank, you know, they are all just real sensitive people. They're really sensitive to my customers' needs, the seniors especially. You know, sometimes, you know, you feel bad for these people. They can't really, you know, afford.
Sure.
So, you know, instead of telling them, oh, I can give you this amount of a discount when we come out, you know, I've had my service guys, I'll say to Leo or one of the guys, hey, where's the invoice for so-and-so, Mrs. Smith? Oh, geez, you know what? She was just a sweet little lady, and I didn't charge her. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, it doesn't always happen that way. But,
right.
You know, we're sensitive to, you know, giving some deep discounts for the seniors.
Yeah, well, great. Well, you can find them at referralsforseniors.com as well as haystackhelp.com. And their website you can remember easily if you push your button in the garage doesn't open. That is garagedoorproblems.com. And once again, the number 303-680-8440. And when you call them, mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio, and we'd appreciate that as well. So Pete and Marianne, we're going to do this a lot here. So glad to have you guys in. And
thank you so much, guys. It's been fun.
Thank you. It's
right,
awesome.
We'll look forward to our next visit. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us. As I mentioned several shows back, we have kind of retweaked our senior referral list. We have haystackhelp.com. And now we have referralsforseniors.com, which is a separate website that's designed to help seniors, their family members, and caregivers. And several of our current show folks are on there with us. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, they handle all of our mortgage needs, along with the reverse mortgages. Tori Cosgrove, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Hey, who do you need to trust more than that with your plumbing and heating? So, again, we're not trying to make it a directory. We are simply just trying to find the right fit in good companies that can help out our seniors in their time of need. Really, I can think of no other category that's really more important than the one we're going to discuss today. And our guest is no stranger to our show. She has been with us before, Kelly O'Connor with Senior Care Authority. And first of all, Kelly, welcome.
Thank you so much, Scott. Thanks. So glad to be here.
Great to see you again. And glad to have you on our referral program. And, you know, again, this area of placement, because so many times things happen quickly and in our lives as caregivers, then all of a sudden we're scrambling trying to figure out who to call, what to do, you know, how to help our loved one. And there's a lot of different areas to go, you know, if they need medical care, if they don't need medical care, do they just need a place to stay, you know, do they need, you know, 24-hour supervision, and a lot of things out there. But let's start off with just Senior Care Authority. Give us a little background on that, how you got into it, and what you do.
Well, Senior Care Authority, I started the company about 3.5 years ago, and it's been so wonderful. We do two things. We do elder care consulting, so helping families understand where do we go, what do we do, who do we trust, when's the right timing, what do we need in place. And then we also do senior living placement services, which is helping people find the right assisted living, memory care community, senior living environment when it's time to move.
Right. And, you know, it seems like so many times in a lot of families I know, there are two or three siblings. One lives here. The others live out of state. And the ones out of state seem to want to run everything when they're not here. So that presents its own problems. That's probably another whole show. But so talk about kind of your process, so, and who you can help.
So I really work with the family caregiver and the elder themselves. Those are really the two people that I focus in on.
Right.
Who is the person that's receiving the care and receiving the support in a lot of cases, not necessarily care, but then who is their personal representative? Who is their power of attorney? Who is the main person that's going to be involved in their life?
Right.
And all of the other people that are involved in the process are really important too. And so we want to make sure that we get everyone's opinion because people have a lot of opinions about things.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that everyone's included in the process so together we can have a really strong plan in place for if and when a crisis happens. A lot of times I'm being called into the middle of a crisis. And when someone's in rehab, this is what most people don't know. When someone's in rehab, Medicare and guidelines say that the rehab only needs to give you a 72-hour notice. So a lot of our families, they find out that they can't go home safely, and Medicare is going to cut off the coverage in 72 hours. And we have to jump in really quick, scramble to handle all of that, find a place to live, coordinate all the paperwork, coordinate the logistics of the move, and make that all happen in a short period of time. That's why I always encourage people, let's get to know each other ahead of time.
Sure.
So in the middle of crisis, we just put a plan into place that we've already talked through.
I was talking with one of our financial planners that day, and I said, have you ever heard the statement, I wish we hadn't pre-planned so much? No. I mean, most everybody, like I say, something happens, you're reacting, and you really don't even know who to call or where to find help.
And that's what I really love, is supporting the family and saving them so much time and headache and stress. Because healthcare is a wonderful system. We won't get into that piece of it, but we have a healthcare system. But it is so difficult to understand the language of healthcare, especially for a layperson, and to understand what needs to happen when. And then when you put senior care on top of healthcare, that's a whole different industry. So getting them to talk to each other, getting the families to understand what is going through, what options that they have, and having someone like myself that'll sit down and actually explain it to you in layperson terms and communicate with all the different systems, it saves people so much headache, heartache, time, and just being able to make some really tough decisions in a quick period of time.
Right. So really there's probably several different scenarios. You get your phone rings, and that's some, maybe it's, they know it's time for them to get out of their house, they can't live there safely. And then also, like I say, maybe they had a fall, they're in a rehab thing, now they can't go back home. So there's several, what other, is that about the main two scenarios you
Those are the
into?
Two scenarios. You know, I've sort of specialized my practice in helping families in crisis and really complex families. I'd love to work with families that everyone gets along.
Sure.
Everyone has a plan in place.
So both of those families you've worked with like that have been nice, right?
But I love being able to support any family through the process. Some are easier than others, and I don't mind difficult, because I really hold that the family, through this process, that they'll actually be able to come together. And that I often see families heal that have been on sort of opposite sides and fighting over things. I've really seen families come together in remarkable ways. And then there's other families that it's really tough. I have two families right now that there's drug addiction in the family, and there's all sorts of chaos because of that element. And so I can come in and really forcefully support the power of attorney and protect the elder. I love being able to do that too.
Right. Kelly O'Connor is our guest. She is with Senior Care Authority. Her number is 720-500-2550. And if you've got questions, she will be glad to help you. And I want to make sure I got the right website right. I had for my notes, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. All right, so good. And so you can check out that website. She has a lot of great information there that we're going to discuss today. But just a lot of good information, as Kelly just said. It's never too early to start that conversation and get to meet her. So when you go into most deals, are most of them fairly smooth from family agreeing on what to do? Or is it kind of a 50-50 deal sometimes?
It really depends on how open the family has been in communication earlier. Because during a crisis, You know, I get nervous and scared when I have a crisis in my personal life.
Sure.
And so when you have everyone that's nervous and scared at the same time, and we're often having to look at, you know, really difficult diagnoses, you know, all of a sudden, you know, someone gets a dementia diagnosis or a cancer diagnosis. You add that element on top of it, it can be really, really complex. I have a master's degree in spiritual psychology, so I have a way of really working with the clients and calming the situation and really helping people see the elements that they need to focus on first. And I'm able, just with the experience, I'm able to break it down and really help families have priorities and say, okay, right now for the next hour, here's what you need to do.
Sure.
And then we'll deal with the rest of that in the next hour. And that really has helped my clients really support them through that process.
Right. And then I'm sure sometimes someone is, they have certain needs for that first move. And you never know, in 6 months, 3 months, a year, those needs change. So then they need to go somewhere else. And they've already got that connection with you. It's just, the process is so much easier because it's already stressful on the family, like we just talked about.
Yeah, it's so stressful because most of the caregivers, they already have a busy life. And then you put a crisis on top of an already busy life, mm-hmm. and then everything blows up.
Right.
And so then what do we do? How do we sort through it? And the earlier that I meet the family, the better that we can walk through that process. I get a lot of calls. Mom's in the hospital. She fell and broke her hip. What do we do? And meeting someone after you've fallen and broken your hip and you're in the hospital in rehab, you know, you're not on your game, if you will.
Right.
And so the earlier that I can meet with someone, then I do a friendly visit in the hospital mm-hmm. and rehab. They already know who I am, and
right.
I can gently hold their hand, walk through the process, and we've already set the stage for what decisions need to be made.
Right. And then something we can talk about for here in the rest of this segment is your tours and kind of how all that goes about. Because, I mean, first of all, it seems like these places are everywhere now. I mean, there's millions. And all of them look, I mean, they're not like the nursing homes that I grew up with when, you'd go see someone that was sick or something. I mean, these places are pretty nice, which also means expensive, but just because the outside's pretty and the landscaping and the foyer, they're not all created equal either.
Correct. And there are some beautiful places mm-hmm. that they're building right now. And then we have more older communities, more traditional nursing home communities in Denver. And so that's another thing. Like, I have one gal who, she can afford the most expensive place, but her personality,
right.
she's a little more down home. She doesn't need all the bells and whistles. She wouldn't be comfortable in that. She wants to wear blue jeans. She doesn't want to get dressed up for dinner.
Sure.
She wants to wear her blue jeans. So she's much more comfortable in a more modest place. So those are the kind of things that we talk about. When we are recommending different communities, again, we don't make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We just do recommendations, and we tour with the families. There's a couple things that we look at. One, who are the key leadership team? Not the salesperson, but really who's running the organization.
Right.
Who's the executive director? Who's the director of nursing? Another key person is the life enrichment director, because
mm-hmm.
that's the person who coordinates, designs the whole activities and social programming.
Right.
And so what is that person like?
Sure.
That's the person you spend a lot of time with. And who is hiring the caregivers that are going to be responsible for your care? We do that. The other thing that we do is we look through all of the state reports. The website, it's so difficult to find, and it's hard to look through all of these surveys and
mm-hmm.
reports. There was an article 2 weeks ago in the Denver Post that there's four nursing homes in Denver that or in Colorado that had been written up. We knew about that way ahead of time, before it hit the news, before anything. That's why having someone that's in and out of these communities on a daily basis on your side to share this information with you before you waste your time and go to visit them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have someone that understands the way the communities work, how they're actually doing in practical
sure.
ways. Having that foresight before you go into the community, it's invaluable.
Because you look at the expense, the time for maybe a family member or caregiver that may live here, may not live here. I mean, I live here. I wouldn't even know where to begin to go for different types of things. And so when you look at that, and then you have a person like yourself that can really hold your hand, so to speak, and walk through and guide you through all of that. And because a lot of these places have waiting list and different things like that, and you know all of that.
They do.
So I mean, I may go to 15 places and I've wasted all that time and couldn't get into any of them anyway.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, when folks are spending down to Medicaid or the NFH program, that's a really key time. Moving earlier than later is best in those situations, and people think the opposite because there's a beautiful place here in town that has a five-year wait list. To be able to spend down to the NFH program or to be on the HUD program for senior living. So again, even though they advertise in a guide that they take Medicaid or take NFH, it does not mean that they actually can take it at that current time.
Sure, sure. Well, great information. All right, we're looking forward to carrying this conversation on further. 720-500-2550. SeniorCare-DenverMetro.com. You can also find Kelly on our referral list at referralsforseniors.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Rates continue to drop. Have you taken advantage or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where all of our loans come with lower fees and low rates. You deserve it. Call 720-895-0500, where we have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are locally owned and operated. We know Colorado, and we know how to help. Have you tried to get a loan and been treated just like another number? Transferred from one person to another? Vague answers? Feel like no one is listening? Take AIM, where what you want matters. Respect and straight answers. And all with the same person from start to finish. Call 720-895-0500. We're the home of one of the fastest growing loans in Colorado, the asset manager. More Coloradans are switching to this loan than any other. Why? It allows you to pay thousands less in interest, have lower payments, access your equity for 30 years, and own your home in half the time. Find out why it could work for you. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call 720-895-0500 now and keep more of your money. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireService.com.
You will regret not seeking medical treatment. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
Even small accidents sometimes create injury to human beings in the car. So I've had a number of cases where the amount of damage to the vehicle is $1,000 or less. And the people thought they were okay leaving the scene of the accident, but 2 or 3 days later, then they have the whiplash or they have the symptoms that were caused from the accident. And so you just want to make sure that you get good information when an accident happens.
Whether or not you feel like you need it, seek medical treatment immediately after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no obligation consultation. Call 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Have you been considering an RV, or are you looking for a place that will help you keep your RV in top condition? Let me tell you about my friends at Cousins RV. They've got three convenient locations to serve you in Loveland, Wheat Ridge, and Colorado Springs, which includes full parts and service departments at all three locations. Cousins RV is locally owned and operated by Jim Humble and Drew Bryant with over 40 years in the RV industry. Cousins RV offers the top manufacturers in the industry, and they have a huge selection of pre-owned RVs at every price point. Service is key at Cousins RV, and they can handle any repair, even offering a mobile RV service. Hey, we all know accidents can happen, and at Cousins RV, they have their own collision center with a paint booth to fit the largest of RVs. Come to the place that has the best Google reviews from any RV dealer in Colorado and ranks number one in customer satisfaction. Owners Jim and Drew are on site daily. Be sure and let them know you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Glad to have Kelly O'Connor with us. Kelly is with Senior Care Authority. Her number, 720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. And you can also find Kelly on our referral list at referralsforseniors.com. So, Kelly, in previous segments and shows, we've talked about your role a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit now about how we as family members can maybe recognize that time when it is time to make a move, if we have the luxury of doing that, and they haven't already, you know, fallen or something, which, I mean, I want to say if you get nothing out of this show, get the falls are, I don't want to say a killer, but they are. I mean, when people fall in their home, I mean, I'm telling you, break a hip, the road usually is down from there.
Life usually changes from that point on, yes.
Yeah, for sure. So, but just, you know, as maybe people are going to be around their loved ones this summer and all and haven't seen them in a while, what are just some of the signs that we should look for as family members and caregivers if we haven't been around them in a while?
I think the most important thing is really to pay attention to their person. How do they look? A lot of people, you'll start to see their clothing change, their personal hygiene change, their personal care. Like a lot of people, you'll see them that, you know, they used to get dressed up every day, you know, especially the gals, and do their hair and make sure they had on lipstick. And you see them being in more of a house dress or a, you know, their robe most of the day. You start to see little changes like that. The other thing is in their physical environment. Are bills starting to pack up? Is it not as clean as it used to be? How do the dishes look? What do they have in their refrigerator? Little simple things like that. People, you know, they say, oh, mom was a little messy or she wasn't as well kept. But those are really important signs to pay attention to, because the effort to do those things or the will to do those things has subsided a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so that's really a point to look at isolation and to start to bring in some home care and a little bit of help.
Right. And so many times we hear of people saying, you know, when they get into conversations, that the parents, we'll just use them as an example, will say, you know, I don't want to move. All my friends are here. But they really hadn't really thought about if they really are their friends and their age, they probably haven't walked down the sidewalk either to visit with them, and they probably haven't seen them in a long time, but it's just in their mind they're there. But then most cases, and I mean most cases, people will say, I wish I would have done this earlier too.
They do. Everyone wishes that they would have started earlier in the process. I have a family I'm working with right now, and the neighbors have been helping in so much. The neighbors have been bringing food, taking the elder to and from doctor's appointments, making sure that they have all the supplies in the house, helping coordinate lawn care and so forth. So the neighbors essentially are providing care to the elder. And in this particular case, they have waited too long in the process, and this gal, her care in assisted living now is going to cost so much more. She doesn't have as many options because of what she needs, whereas if she just would have moved 2 years earlier, it would have been so much more helpful for her in a lot of different ways. And the neighbors could have been visiting as neighbors rather than as caregivers. And so it's really... sooner is always better, and people are always relieved. They may not like the assisted living. You know, they'd rather be in their own home, but there's so many benefits and so much more care and TLC and support that you get in a community setting.
Right. Now, previously you mentioned about the financial end of it, and you have a lady that, you know, could afford anything, whatever. But so there is a financial end sometimes to getting into some of these places. I mean, if somebody has a lot of assets. So do you have partners and things that you refer to help people, advise them on that financial part?
I have amazing financial planners that I work with that can come in and begin working with a client, or we strategize with their existing financial planner. We also have Medicaid consultants that will be able to come in and advise people. There's a lot of folks that will seek the support of an attorney to protect some of their assets because they have specific goals on how they would like those assets to be passed down through the generations. So we have a group of amazing people that are here to support clients.
Right. And a lot of times I think they look back, you know, a couple of years, I've heard, and I don't know this for sure, but I think they look back in some of the financial things. So again, starting this process earlier, to where you're financially, your financial status meets some of the criteria could be important too.
It is, and the Medicaid look back period is 5 years. So what a lot of people think is, oh, I'll just sign my home over to my kids, and you know, I'll give away all this money to the grandkids. And Medicaid, you know, is there to support people that don't have resources and aren't able to you know, to support themselves anymore. It's a wonderful program, but it's designed for a specific intent. If you have goals in your financial plan to use that program, you really do need to be talking about this early.
Right. And one thing I want to mention too, your services cost me, the client, nothing.
Yes, if someone is moving to assisted living, okay, the care communities will actually cover my fees,
okay,
which is wonderful. And for anyone who, you know, Scott is, you know, one of your listeners, sure, I will do a home visit for anyone, complimentary.
Okay.
So okay, that's something
you,
for all of your listeners. I want to make sure that they have access to this, mm-hmm, kind of information. There are families that will hire me privately. If the goal is to,
sure,
stay at home, they will hire me privately to put together,
right,
a care,
right,
plan, find the right resources. But when it comes time to move to assisted living or to start picking out that place, mm-hmm, if they call me first, I'll book the appointment for them at the care community, or I'll help them select the ones that they should go visit. And we do all of that together. And I actually go with them because I want to make sure that they get all of their questions answered by the care community.
Sure.
And I want to make sure that they're really comparing apples with apples, that they really have all the exact information from each place so that they can make an empowered decision.
Right. Once again, Kelly's number, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550, and our website is seniorcare-denvermetro.com. So let's, a couple of minutes left. Let's talk about that initial phone call and what that looks like and some of the key questions that you asked just in that initial intake.
So initial intake, if it's, let's say it's not a crisis, it's someone who's calling just to find out a little bit about putting together a care plan, I want to know who the individual is. Mm-hmm. How old are they? What is their situation? Are they living at home? Do they have help? Is it professional help? Is it family caregivers? What are their goals? What would they like for their life? What do they envision for their future? We talk about those things so that I know really what direction to go. As I mentioned, for anyone who's part of the Referral for Seniors program or for Haystack Radio, I'll come and do a home visit for free.
Right.
So we'll just visit. Just really casual, let's visit, let's talk about some things that we may haven't talked about before with the family. I want to make sure that the powers of attorney are there. If there's not a power and attorney in place, let's talk about who that person should be.
Right.
What is their availability and their willingness to serve in that capacity? And so let's just get together. I do it on a casual basis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to ask tough questions, but we do it in a real friendly and real supportive way.
And you know, what we have to realize as kids is we're always our kids. I mean, we're always the kid to the parent, you know? And the last thing most parents want is a kid telling them what to do, you know? So a lot of times just bringing in a third party like you, and not just a third party, but someone with your experience and knowing how to do these conversations are priceless, as we say.
It is. Yeah. And I have a dear friend in the business, and he always says, if you have kids, be nice to them.
Yeah, no kidding. You never know when they're going to be in charge. Yeah,
yeah,
where you're going to live. Right.
Don't upset them. You're
sure
going to need them to take care of you.
Right, right.
And really being able to have open and honest conversations so that your powers of attorney, so that your children know what you actually want for life.
Mm-hmm.
And then to be able to have the conversation, what if staying at home isn't safe? What if I'm having to spend 10 to 20 to 30 hours a week going to doctor's appointments with you, making sure your home is maintained? At what point would you want me to encourage you to move to assisted living?
Sure.
When is that critical piece? And for every family, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people that have all the time in the world that they will dedicate to their family, to staying at home safely. And there's other families that are really busy and complex where they can't provide the care that the elder deserves. And every family is different. So that's what I really want to do, is find out what their values are, what their ideas are, what their plan is, and support them in making that happen the best way possible.
Sure. Once again, it's a free consultation. Give Kelly a call. Let her know you heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, 720-500-2550, 720-500-2550. And real quick, I'm sure I mean, we have a lot of church organizations that visit with us, and a lot of them have, you know, their areas of seniors. So if someone even wants you to come maybe and kind of meet with a group to just educate them on what's going on, maybe could work that out with you as well.
Oh, I would love that. So. I love to be able to come and just give an overview and then be able to answer those one-on-one questions.
Sure.
And I have some great people that we could even bring along. Kurt Rogers is another one of those to talk about reverse mortgages. Is that even possible for the family? And some attorneys. We can really put together a great team to come and support any of those organizations if possible. Because, again, information, power. Is power.
Absolutely.
It really is.
Well, Kelly, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, thank you.
720-500-2550, seniorcare-denvermetro.com. And you can also find Kelly on referralsforseniors.com. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Trust your pet's care to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree for over 15 years. There are many reasons we love them, and it's great to have all of our pet care needs met under one roof. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, boarding, grooming, or obedience training, the friendly and experienced staff at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. As accredited members of the American Animal Hospital Association, you can rest assured that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center meets the highest standards of veterinary care. And they're a Gold Star member of the BBB and a member of HaystackHelp.com. Check out their blogs at LoneTreeVet.com as they share great insight on pet care. Lone Tree is open 7 days a week for your convenience. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Give them a call, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Hope everyone has a great, great rest of your day. Pamela Meyer is with us. DenverHomeNavigator.com is her website, and it's always great to have Pamela with us. 303-506-0106 is her number, 303-506-0106. You can also find Pamela on HaystackHelp.com as well as our senior list. And I've mentioned this a couple of times. We've kind of retweaked that, and now you can find us at referralsforseniors.com. And Pamela is the exclusive realtor that I endorse. And we love doing business with her and would love for you to let her earn your business as well. So once again, her number, 303-506-0106. Pamela, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Great to see you.
Good to be seen.
So, boy, when we look back from the beginning of the year till now here in midsummer, what's our market like?
Well, we have more property on the market. That's good. People actually have a moment to breathe, maybe, mm-hmm. before they write an offer. So it's still technically, statistically a seller's market. And it is less pull your hair out frenzied for the poor buyers that endured the last few years. You know, like line up and put in your offer and we'll evaluate the 10 we got. Sure. Or for some price ranges, 20. I mean, it was nuts crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, time on market is a little bit longer, but nowhere near the 91 days that are our historical average. And people sometimes look at me and go, what? 3 months? Like, to get it under contract.
Mm-hmm.
And another 30 to 45 days to close it. And they look at me like, that's horrifying. Well, nobody has known that in our market for a bit.
Sure.
I mean, certain micro markets and certain price points, yeah, they'll see being on the market for 90 days for sure. But in general, in single family dwellings in particular, and in anything under the mid fours, it's been here and gone.
Sure. And you think back when you started in this, what range of prices would you have been talking in the Denver area back when you started?
Well, the first time I sold real estate, interest rates were, I don't know, 14% maybe. I can give you an idea that think of a little three-bedroom, bath-and-a-half, two-bath ranch in University Hills. I would have listed for mid, like, $55,000. Like, a car costs that now.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? And that was with no basement. I mean, it was like, really? So $55,000, and that same house today is probably in the fours for sure, depending mm-hmm. upon how dolled up it got.
Sure.
Wow. And that house I listed those many years ago was pretty close to I-25. You know, because there's that whole corridor there, mm-hmm. and some of those homes back to I-25 there between right. Yale and Hamden.
Are condos, townhomes, all those kind of things selling right along up the pace with regular homes?
Generally, they are doing well, and part of the reason is because some of the buyers, because of our prices, have been forced into purchasing a townhouse because they can't get into a single-family home. Price point wise.
Right.
Now, with qualifying, and Kurt can certainly speak to this, your qualification to get a loan, when you're dealing with a townhouse or a condominium, they factor in the HOA payment each month to your total amount that you can qualify for. Whereas if you're talking about a single family home that doesn't have an HOA, or even if it's one of the ones that's, you know, you might pay a community fee of $100 or $300 a year or something mm-hmm. like that, that does not factor in, you know. So, yeah, you're on your own to mow and go buy a mower and fertilizer and all the stuff that sometimes people forget to think sure. about till they've moved in and they go, oh, we have to do this.
Exactly.
Oh, I have to fertilize in addition to mow. Do I really want to fertilize? Because I don't want to mow that much. So yes, the townhouse and condominium market are certainly not as, how do I say this? It's not as robust from the standpoint of, let's say there are three townhomes on the market in development. The buyer really has nothing to differentiate between these three other than price. Yes, there's a little bit for condition, and obviously if they're all the same number of bedrooms, the same number of bathrooms, the same car storage, then the rest is how nicely does it show and what's your price point? Because you can't really pull off $20,000 worth of a price difference if somebody can come in and go, well, that other one, if all I do is paint and carpet, I can have this similar look. So price point, and that is a prime differentiation in condos and townhomes versus you don't see that as much in single family homes because everybody does so many different things on the inside.
Sure. Pamela Myers with us. DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website, and her number, 303-506-0106. As I mentioned, referrals for seniors. You are our preferred realtor there. So let's talk about
55 and better.
55 and better, yes. Man, I hate to think I'm 6 years over that 55 and better now.
We're not going
to
talk where I am.
But let's talk about that segment of your business real quick and, you know, what that advantage is for those maybe looking to right size. We hate downsize. That sounds like you're giving up everything. But right size, I mean, just find that right spot. Tell us the advantage of working with you there.
Well, part of it is I'm in your demographic. And secondly, so I have a pretty good sense for what things, situations make people want to consider making a move. And that generally we're not that proactive. We don't tend to be proactive if it's not, if we don't get a little push sometimes. So my goal in meeting with anybody, and I'll tell you these meetings occur sometimes 6 months to 2 or 3 years in advance before people are really ready. And my goal is to point out all of the options and the potential reasons for why it might be better for you to make this decision sooner rather than later,
right,
before something physical forces you to move. I mean, and have a plan for that. When people don't have a plan, then quite often they end up moving twice.
Sure. Because because they just react.
There's the reactionary move, and then it's the, oh, I don't like this either. And so then some time is spent really finding out what might work.
Right.
So, and just some of the resources that I have to help people with some of what we have in our homes when we've lived in them for 20 or more years, it's a tough task to take on by yourself to try and get rid of some things, whether that's to your kids, to donate them, to try and sell them, to estate sale. I mean, the options are plentiful. And they all take time and energy, and sometimes people don't have all that time and energy.
Right.
So let's explore other options rather than having you delay this because you just can't get to it.
Sure. Well, Pamela's going to be on with us several times a month. And, again, if you are thinking about selling your home, you're thinking about moving, and as Pamela just mentioned, maybe it is 6 months down the road. Maybe it is a year down the road. It is never too early to make that call. Meet Pamela. Let her come to you. You can come to her, whatever. You guys can work that out. But just make that connection and see if it's a right fit, because it starts there, right?
That's right. It's and, just a conversation.
Sure. And so no obligation whatsoever, but give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. And also you can check out our website, DenverHomeNavigators.com. So, Pamela, thank you very much. And most of all, thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio. Don't go anywhere. Leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.